program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Christine Milleresi and Mike Hayden. In this hour, Mel and Mike will serve as your guides as you access the spirit realm light beings who teach the shamanic mysteries. You'll meet fascinating guests and gain the knowledge to walk upon Terra Christa, the new earth. Now, here are your hosts, Mel and Mike.
Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another great episode of Walking Terra Christa Radio, where we bring ascension down to earth. I am Mel here with my co-host, Mike.
Hello, and welcome again, everybody. We are having, I think last Friday, we had 85 degree weather and sun, and today we had some very, like, snow flurries coming our way from the mountain. So it's a little cooler today. Here in Mount Shasta in Northern California. So welcome, everybody. I just want to remind everyone we're going to be putting up some new stuff on our website, walkingterracrista.com, because we have a lot going on this coming month of June. We have a Festival of Humanity, which is the third festival ceremony of WESAC to complete the WESAC energies, where that energy gets released onto the planet. And then we also have on the 6th the Venus Transit. And then on the 20th, we have the solstice, which is going to be a very special event with the releasing of the Ohm wave crystal frequency from within Mount Shasta itself. So it's all very exciting. And check out our website because we're going to be putting some very interesting stuff up there about how you can get a crystal from us that we're going to put out on the mountain for 3 days to actually attenuate itself to that frequency and your own frequency. So it's very exciting. Welcome. Today we have Mark Eden from Johannesburg, South Africa. Mark does some amazing fractal and color image artwork that we found on Facebook, on his page on Facebook, which is Seventh Dimension Energy. And if you just type that in, it'll go right to that, and you can look around on his timeline and see some amazing artwork. Welcome. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Christine.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us.
We're very excited to have Mark here today. We're gonna pick his brain on how he comes up with these amazing images, and I like that one that I picked to advertise the show today. Mark, was that how long does it take you to make these?
Mike, sometimes with the art, it's very difficult. Sometimes it could take me 20 minutes to do a particular image. Sometimes it could take me an hour, and more than likely, most of the time, about an hour and a half, 2 hours to complete an image.
And do you just kind of get into a zone and just let the a certain fractal? I mean, I'm sure most of us don't even know how fractal software works and how you get the images and the colors, and what's kind of the process you think you go through?
The sort of process, what I would do is I'd sort of go into a relaxed state of being. And just tune into universal energy and just go with the flow, whatever I feel. No thought is put into any image. It's just pure emotion projected as art. A lot of it to do with how I connect to the sort of energies around me and my own emotional state of being. And then just transferring that through into whether it be fractals or just digital art in general.
Mark, this work that you're doing is absolutely amazing. You can just really feel the energetics behind the work that you're putting out on your page. Can you tell us how long you've been doing this and how this came to you? Has this just been gifted to you your whole life? Or What's the story behind doing this wonderful artwork?
Okay, well, it's been on and off sort of process with regards to art, starting off with pastel at a young age, on and off, going through periods of writing and music, and then eventually getting back into the art, and started working with this about 2 years ago. It's been a gradual sort of progression with any sort of fractal program. It's a learning curve. Plenty hours behind a computer, trying to understand the various processes of, and then combining the various images to create whatever the final product may be. And then obviously the colors, as in the shapes and designs. I've got absolutely no idea what will actually develop, what the end product will be. Whatever comes, and what is presented is what I feel is my soul communicating. And through this, I feel a very strong connection with Melchizedek and Metatron, and I believe that's where a lot of the energy is coming through from, with the creativity.
I definitely can feel that essence, being a channel of Melchizedek and Metatron myself. And I think Metatron is very out there with a lot of us right now because of the energies. He's been a major part of bringing in the frequencies upon this earth, and this is a way for you to bring this forth. Do you ever receive a channel message associated with any of the images?
Not so much messages, but I will receive images. With the energy that's being projected through the artwork, a lot of the responses I get are, especially on the feminine, connecting to this particular artwork. And I think with the feminine and the sacred feminine waking up on the planet, is a lot of the ladies out there are connecting to something deeper within the energy within this art. Over the past 2 or 3 months, a lot of the males have also started connecting, and it's bringing up a lot of issues in people that are emailing me and asking me, what is this? What is this about? Suddenly issues are coming up that people are needing to deal with that they've never had to face before, and that's become a common theme, as in people that have downloaded my art onto their cell phones or onto their websites, and feeling physical changes within themselves.
Well, it goes in line with the work that Mike and I do with the vibrational work. So I can see we're looking at a couple of your pictures right now from your Facebook page that are absolutely amazing. I can see why they would affect the women. And it's amazing that you're bringing forth this message. They're opening up within an activation by just looking at the picture. So I want to ask a little bit deeper, what kind of pathway have you been on for you to be able, did this just happen for you that you tuned into this frequency, or did you have to walk a little bit like I've done my entire life for 25 years? I think our viewers, our listeners would really like to hear what is behind the artist.
Okay. What I'd say is that I think through past childhood experiences, that through the process of actually creating the art, I've needed to face my own issues, as also over a couple of years now. And I think what the art has brought out, as in when I'm creating, I'll go out into that sort of zoned out type of feeling. And it may take a day, it may take 2 days, it may take a week, but the issues will come up that I do need to confront, and it's through this particular energy that I feel that it's bringing that out within myself, and it's helping me to awaken to my own path. And I think, like with so many people, having read all the various books, the hundreds of books, searching, and eventually coming to the idea or the conclusion that it's all about working on oneself, and a book will only take us so far, meditation will only take us so far, but it comes to the point of everyday experiences, interaction with the people around us, how we relate to those people, and you know how do we perceive the our own path and the interaction with walking in everyday experiences, if that makes sense.
Definitely. You can feel the frequency coming right through the image, don't you think so, Mike?
I do, and also the it's interesting what you said about the colors coming to you as well, because each of the palettes, they're in harmony. So it's not like you have some jarring color that doesn't go next to the one next to it, and even if it's a lighter shade, it just kind of fits in harmony. So it most of them, I guess you would say this as well, create kind of a 3D image because they actually kind of vibrate with the colors. And I think what Mel was saying was this is exactly true, that you're actually, when people are looking at these, like you were saying, you had the experience of the people who had responded to it, that it is an actual activation, very, very, and it's amazing because it doesn't require the conscious mind. I mean, the work that Mel and I do, we're getting people onto a call, we're getting them into a class, we're doing an actual session with them. So it very much involves the conscious mind to affect those same frequencies. As you were saying, the masculine and feminine is very big right now. We just had this amazing Ring of Fire annular solar eclipse here in Mount Shasta last week. And it was where the moon actually covered the sun but left a little tiny ring of light right around it. And it was symbolically and also literally energetically the feminine energy merging into the masculine, so that there was only a little tiny masculine energy left. So it really was the reemergence and the coming up of the feminine fully in this year 2012 to be the divine feminine, which is very different than a feminine person, woman who has a lot of masculine energy, as is very common in the Western world. And that's why I think you're getting a big response from women and also men now, because men are gravitating towards realizing that they can be more feminine with their compassion and then also being able to affect that, you know, in their lives.
Absolutely. Yes, Mike, absolutely. I think what's also with the what I found to be a very powerful process, or what has been very powerful working with these images myself, is that need to balance between ego and spirit, and actually being conscious of that, and the energy in the art is actually helping with that change without even being aware of it. And so often with ladies that I'll connect with, the intensity of the connection becomes overwhelming, and I need to step back and remind myself not to allow it to become an ego-based attraction.
Let's talk more about that. We're going to actually go to break right now here on the Seventh Wave channel of VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to Mel and Mike on Walking Terra Crista Radio with Mark Eden. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Melaresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct three live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Everybody, we're back here with Mark Eden on Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. And before the break, we were talking about the ego and how important it is in doing this high vibrational work to really work on the ego is actually more important than spending time learning a trade, or if you're an artist, learning your art in order to let the true quality of that vibration come through. I know this is what I've had to do in my life to be able to come to where I am. And I know Mel has talked about this many times.
Oh, yes, it's the core of my teachings.
Were there any particular challenges you can remember, Mark, that really had you come to an awareness that, you know, something had to go in what we call your lower ego, just allowing spirit?
Yeah, oh, very much so, very much so. Some very painful experiences that I've had to deal with and relate to, very, very painful, all relating to childhood issues of letting go of the fear and anger, and to be able to actually love those that you know that have hurt me and forgive, and to actually understand what it means to forgive and forgive myself, and actually be very grateful that no matter how painful the past has been, that it's essential to have become very grateful for that process. Otherwise, you know, to help with the awakening process. And I think that has been a very huge part of my sort of changes. And you know, questioning and my belief structures is, and I find that what I found is that through actually working with this art, this is what it has done. It has helped me, without me even realizing, to become a more loving person, and break down those barriers that we're so afraid of being open and being vulnerable. That you know, people are going to walk all over us, but it takes that step of just trusting a little bit each day a little bit more, of that the world is full of good people, and irrespective of what their upbringing has been or the pain that we've carried around for so many years, none of that serves us any longer in the present moment, and through the art and the energy. I'm getting the same feedback from a lot of people that it's not forcing, but it's in a way helping them to look into their own lives and their own past issues and actually come to terms and deal with those things, and going back to the statement of know thyself.
Yeah, it's very powerful. That was, in my awakening, that was one of the first things I started quoting to other people. You know, it's really, that's what the journey's about. And I was just thinking as you were talking that one of the things about the artwork is because it does have such a, it's almost a mind-numbing amount of intersecting points in any given piece that if we look at each one of ourselves as one of those intersecting points, then of course, what's the rest of the artwork? It's a massive amount of other very similar intersecting points that just might happen to have different colors or different intersecting shapes to them. And so it's all the one canvas. I was thinking of that as you were talking. And sending, you know, these kind of, it's almost like subliminal messaging right directly to the to the heart and to the soul.
Exactly what's happening.
Oh, very much so. A lot of people that have sent messages asking, you know, on how to work with the art or why, you know, it's affecting certain parts of them physically. And very often I will sit on Facebook and help people through the process of working the energy through from the crown chakra right down through to through the body. And the sort of initiating point has come through from the connecting to the energy in that art. Absolutely. Yes, very much so. What I've sort of found as well is over the past couple of weeks, there's a lot of disabled people or ladies that have been abused, or molested or just horrendous things that have happened in their lives coming through via this art and feeling very comfortable in actually sharing about their experiences with me. And suddenly it's this total relief that, you know, there's somebody in the world that you know, is there listening and has the compassion to actually listen to with empathy to what the person has to say. And I believe it's through this art that it's helping these people to come to that point and the realization of, you know, what that pain and what it really means, what it has meant, and the process they've gone through. So yes, in that way, very much so. Yeah, and I think people are connecting to it. I've had people writing to me about seeing it in 3D, and over the last 2 weeks or so, a few weeks actually, getting a lot of requests for people to want to use my art in physical properties, tangible, like stone, glass, metal, wood.
Wow,
a huge opening as well, yes.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, because you know what? That's going to hit the public eye, which is really needed. Those of us that are on the path know what this artwork is doing to us. But to help the unawakened beings become awakened, Mark, this is amazing what you're doing.
Yeah, just putting a mosaic on, you know, the side of a building or a garden or something, that just where that energy just constantly vibrates the frequency out into that area. Makes a huge difference.
Well, absolutely. It's, I think part of the one of the projects is that in the near future we'll be using a lot of this art at hospitals and clinics, and not too far from where I live, helping a nursery school with a particular getting art lessons going for children, and just basically sharing that energy that. You know, like the a pebble being thrown onto a pond and that ripple effect,
mm-hmm.
And that being so aware of the energy that we're putting out on a constant basis, and that if suddenly we're attracting unpleasant things, it's, you know, so we're so used to, it's, you know, that person has made me angry, but it always comes back to the thing of questioning oneself. And all these realizations are through this art that I myself am awakening to my own path. And it's tremendous. It's absolutely tremendous, yeah.
Well, I think what's happening here is I teach about the rays of God. And, of course, the rays of God are spectrums of colors. And this is exactly what you're bringing forth. And each of the different rays have different aspects of meanings that help us heal in all variety of ways through many different dimensions. And I'm seeing, Mark, this is exactly what you're bringing forth through Lord Melchizedek and Lord Metatron. And thank you for doing so.
I'm honored. It's an honor. And I think also what's very important for myself in with regards to this art and is the thing of constantly being aware of remaining humble at all times.
Yes.
And not allowing the attention to become an ego issue.
Yeah, that's a huge lesson. And I think that is, for those of us, you know, someone like yourself or what Mel and I are doing, if you don't master that, if you can't master that, then you can't actually get your artwork or whatever projects or creations you're trying to do out into the world, because you keep blocking yourself with that energy of not being able to be humble and to be surrendering your ego into something that you know without a doubt is larger than yourself. There's a lot of artists that they know they have big, great art that's larger than themselves, but then they want to control it. And they're not as open to, if someone approaches you from a nursery school and says, hey, Mark, what do you think about this? If that's not in their mindset of what they wanted for their art, then they're going to say no. So being able to be humble within that, I think that's also what opens up more doorways.
Oh, very much so. Mike, it opened up the energy channels. And I think also the something that I've learned a lot from various ladies across Facebook, friends, personal relationships, is the nature of, and I'm still going through it, of what genuine love is about. And that it's as a soul-based love, and not as a, as we understand human love, but genuine compassion and love. And that has to be come through in the art. There has to be an absolute, opening of those channels to universal energy for that love to come through. And it's not about being, the feminine, but as in spiritual, divine love, being the most powerful force in that we can imagine. And I think that is essential for, and I know for myself when I am creating, there will be days when I sit there and I feel myself forcing things. And I have to step away from the computer, take a day or two's break, and just take, you know, ground myself, balance my energy, come back to it again, just sit down and just whatever comes. And it just comes and just go with it without any preconceived thought whatsoever and just totally open to universal love.
Yeah, and that's a lot of work, actually. People don't think about it, but...
Oh, very much so. Sometimes after working 15, 20 minutes, I feel like I'm floating all over the galaxy. it can be become very, very intense at times. Yes, very much so. And I think also once again it comes back to that challenge of where the attention I get from the ladies as well, where I need to, for myself, through that art, that being attracted to myself via my art, but still caught up in the human ego way, and it's using wisdom and a sensible way of trying to put that into perspective that it is a soul-based love and not a human physical love as such.
Yeah, that's a whole... We could do a whole show just on that topic, too, actually. That's
we sure could.
That's so true. We're going to take another break here, and we'll be back. Again, everybody, we're talking with Mark Eden. And his Facebook page is facebook.com/7th, that's 7 with a TH, Dimension Energy. And it's really wonderful to have him here and to really be able to delve into what the process is and what gets manifested when one actually does the work, which is why we call it walking Terra Christa, because it's about actually walking along the pathway. So... It's just really wonderful to have this kind of other perspective. I think a lot of people look at art and they think it's just sitting down and doing it. And but when it's really powerful, we had a wonderful musician on 2 weeks ago, also from South Africa. And he had an amazing story about forgiveness just as well. So it's it all comes into the art, and he could not have done his art, which is creating music with the keyboard with all sorts of, you know, he does jazz and some symphonic and beautiful soul music, which is almost the equivalent. I can't imagine what would happen if we played his music in the background of somebody watching your artwork at the same time.
That would be fabulous.
Maybe we'll have to do that. So we'll be back in just another 2 minutes. This is Mike and Mel on Walking Terra Christa Radio.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Mel Aresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Again, welcome back, everybody. This is Mel here. This is Mike here with Mel. And we're so much one that often we just interchange
ourselves. We get a little confused sometimes. So we look in the mirror.
That's right. We're here with Mark Eden, and he has some amazing seventh dimensional art. I wanted to ask you, Mark, why there's a lot of people like ourselves. We're working in the trying to help people get into their fifth dimensional awareness. And you jumped right up there to the seventh. What was the inspiration behind that?
It was about two months, three months ago. Something inside me kept asking what is this energy I'm connecting to? What is the energy I'm connecting to? I started emailing people about, you know, if they could look at my art and see if they could tune into something. Nobody could pinpoint anything, and then just out of the blue, it was just something that popped in out of the blue. I just started hearing the word seventh dimension. I then did some research on the internet and found out that the seventh dimension is the dimension of creativity, the same consciousness dimension, and it just the whole feeling gelled for me as to that was the dimension, that was the energy that I was connecting with. And so I sort of decided to go with seventh dimension energy. Yeah, absolutely.
That's really exciting because it really fits. I mean, I do believe that the frequencies are so high that it's a perfectly appropriate energy to go along with it.
What I think you'll find interesting, Mel and Mike, is that now that you've actually looked at the art, you may find over the next week or 2 weeks, you'll find all sorts of changes start happening, and you'll feel it physically on a day-to-day basis. And what the feedback that I've got back from people, you may start having very unusual dreams or very powerful insights into certain situations in life. What other people have said, you may even start feeling a kind of a, like a buzz around you. Everything becomes heightened. Your senses become heightened. Emotionally, there may be even, I've heard of people with, there's upheaval, as a reference to, there's emotional something as people need to resolve things. So it starts generating this energy physically, emotionally, and mentally within people. So I would suggest be aware of that over the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I think you're in for a few surprises, yeah?
Well, we live that life anyway here in Mount Shasta and doing the work that we're doing, so that'll just add
more excitement to our lives.
That's to right. What we're already experiencing, so that's wonderful.
I can certainly we're looking at a few more on the Facebook page. We're just scrolling down, and I can certainly see where that could happen. And actually, the same thing happens with a lot of our clients. So we have to remind people, to, you know, when you get enough of that energy, just step back and let it do its thing. Be patient, very patient with yourself, and let it just come up and work through what it needs to work through, even whatever emotions they are, because we are learning. Mel and I are learning so much about the reality of the emotions as a physical part of our bodies. You know, you had mentioned the, throwing the stone into the water and the ripples just going out and out and out. Well, each and every experience we have, especially, you know, a traumatic one or a hurtful one in our childhood or adulthood all the way up, well, that can work two ways. Those ripples can get laid on top of one another every time a similar incident happens. And so then we have to undo that layer by layer. So it's never just a one-shot deal and, oh, I'm done with that. I'm all confident now in that particular area. And I think that's part of the message that comes through with so many. I mean, you know, there could be 10,000, you know, ripples in one of your pieces of artwork.
Oh, yes, very much so. And I think what really got my interest as well with yourself and Mel doing shamanic work, that has also become an inner calling now over the last week, or I'd say last month or so. So as in what would be very interesting is to sort of maybe observe over the next 2 or 3 months the change in art to fit in with that particular direction as and when it will actually happen. Without me actually forcing anything.
Right. Well, one of the other things that's fascinating, I think to a lot of people, when we use that word shamanic, they don't realize that this whole process we were talking about going within and being your own best student of yourself and knowing thy own truth, that is the shamanic path. And even in the modern world today, a lot of people, oh, shaman, that's somebody off in the jungle or off in the forest, you know, doing that stuff where they're, you know, they got sage and there's smoke. And it actually, all of that ritual was specifically done in order for the shaman, man or woman, to be able to cut through those illusions of who they thought they really were to who they really were. So, and I think your artwork, probably is bringing those things up already, the shamanic elements.
Oh, very much. You know, a lot of people are getting it. It's sacred geometry. I don't actually see that myself, but a lot of other people are. Yes, and the shamanic. So it's, you know, it's like you say, you know, that going within, which is, you know, where the answers lie. And those, what we do is not always the most comfortable thing. And I think that's the pain and that each one of us needs to step past, which I'm sure yourself and Christine and Mel have been, you know, passed through that same stage as well, as we all have. And experience that extreme pain of having to let go of those things that keep us back from growing and actually evolving.
It is. I call it, you know, almost on every show I'm mentioning the Matrix, as in the, you know, from the movie and the 3D world, and how entrenched we get into thinking that is so important, that the aspects of career, of success, of, you know, having your friends or your family even think certain ways about you. You want them to admire you for something that you've accomplished. You know, if they could see your talents for what they really are. In reality, that's the illusion. The desire for you to see that, to have them want a certain thing about you, or to think a certain way about you, that is the actual illusion that we're trying to shed ourselves from. And a lot of times we're just kept so distanced from that, from all the messages in Western society. We live in Western society, and there's beautiful, wonderful things about society and people, you know, being in community. But there's also a lot of other messages that I think blind us to that shamanic path.
Oh, very much so. I've never actually worked anything on to do with the shamanic path at all. But my understanding is, from what the feedback that I've received, that it's somehow it's coming through in my art. So I'm assuming that somehow the connection is there. And if all goes well through the end of this year, I will be through in Arizona. That part of the world, I'm not sure why, I just get a strong need on sacred ground. That there's some kind of awakening for myself there, with regards to art or medicine. I'm not sure yet. But once again, you know, teaching myself that we can't force anything. The universe knows the shortest and quickest path to where we need to be at. And when it happens, it happens. And teaching myself that patience. And I'm not a very patient person. But this is teaching me this. It's astonishing the changes that it's created for me within myself, just in everyday sense, in everyday relations with people, and becoming becoming aware. But also what I found to become so important for myself is not becoming this spiritual guru, you know, this spiritual genius type of thing. Wow, yeah, you know, oh, fantastic. But staying grounded, that, and reminding myself that we're all on the same, we're on a path to assist each other. No matter, and there's no one person that is at a higher level than another. We're just vibrating at a different energy.
That's a beautiful sentiment. We're going to go to break here again, Mark, and we'll be right back on Walking Terra Crista Radio with Mel and Mike and Mark Eden.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Melaresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy
to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Hi, I'm Mel, and I'm here with Mike, and we're talking with Mark Eden about his amazing seventh dimensional energy artwork. Thank you so much for being with us today, Mark. It's really great to connect with you, and you're definitely another member of our soul family that we're able to communicate with now physically. So thanks so much for giving us this beautiful visitation into your world.
Thank you. We're honored.
What I'd like to do for you now, I can feel Lord Melchizedek and Lord Metatron, and they would like to give you a little message if you would be open to receiving that.
Oh, it would be wonderful. Fantastic.
Okay. I'm looking at your artwork now, and I can feel the emotion behind that. I am a conscious channel, and so I work with them very directly. I have for almost 3 decades now. And I am recently working with Lord Metatron very closely to do some Metatronic seals for individuals. And he's telling me that you and I have needed to connect, all of us, in this way, in this moment. So let me just take a moment, take some deep breaths, and bring in the energy, and they will directly communicate with you.
Okay, fantastic.
Greetings, dearest Mark. We come together as Lord Melchizedek and Lord Metatron, and we also come to you as the Mahatma, which means we come as a shortened name of the 3 M's. And what that means is we are the center of light around the eye of God. And we definitely do work with your energies, but you work more with us. It is our pleasure in this moment to bring forth this frequency of light unto you and to give to you our admiration and our love for stepping into the unknown, for stepping into the work that you had already been bringing forth, but yet there is so much more that you are sharing. We'd like to say that when you do sit and you bring forth these energies, that you are your I Am presence. You are the soul essence of your remembrance of the formlessness through all the timelines and bringing it into this body that you now know is Mark Eden. But in reality, you're tapping into all those timelines so that we can all work together in unison. I say these words to you as Lord Metatron, that you are part of the frequency that I bring forth. You are part of the priesthood of Lord Melchizedek, and you are part of the frequency of the spiritual hierarchy as you have traveled far and wide in many other timelines to come into the space and knowledge to assist individuals. We say to you that you're going to assist more of the unawakened. Right now you are assisting many light workers that are watching your work and really helping them to heal deeply when they are not ready to do so on their own. But they just can take a deep breath and look at the artwork and it becomes them, the frequency of light. And dearest one here through Malarese is very correct. You are activating the rays of God in a visual format, which is an amazing ability to do so. We say to you that you are able to do so in these moments because of what you have acquired. Do not worry about your ego, because we believe that it will not ever be in the space that cannot hold this light. Otherwise, you would not be able to bring forth these frequencies of this light energy through the visual expression as one looks. If you take a deep breath and you look into a piece of the art, the person becomes the art themselves. They fully move into that frequency of light that is them. Then it filters within their physical body to remove the parts of themselves that do not support that level of light that they are. We congratulate you. We thank you. It is an honor. A deep honor to work with you in this way. Love and blessings to you, dearest one. We walk with you deeply. Namaste.
Thank you, Mel. That was really nice.
Feeling that, and now that is directly for you.
Wow, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed.
Well, they wanted to share with you what you are sharing with everyone else.
I've got a couple of tears in my eyes right now.
I have tears in my eyes too.
Wow.
That's what it's about. It's that love you were expressing earlier. And it is a pleasure and a joy to be able to connect with you in this manner and to help you also.
Yeah, I want to have everybody go out to Mark's Facebook page. And for those of you that aren't on Facebook, just get on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. It's not a big deal. It's like putting out your mailbox now. So that's kind of where we are in this high technology world. It's Seventh Dimension Energy. And be sure to stay tuned for that, because Mark's going to be launching a website soon, possibly within a week or two, that will really get everybody a chance to plug in and find out so many more projects that Mark's going to be doing in and around where he lives, possibly also over here in North America, and who knows where he's going to end up sharing this art.
We hope he comes to Manchester.
That's right. We're kind of selfish in that way.
There's some wonderful galleries here, Mark.
There are.
Oh, absolutely. I'll definitely be making my way there later this year. Absolutely. excuse me. It's a need, and it's a calling. It's been there for a while. Besides the connecting to the spiritual realm, I also just felt a very powerful energy in connection with the Hopi. Mm-hmm. Something to do with their teachings, as in,
yes,
in the medicine. And I feel I need to connect with it and resonate or see where it's taking me. And fortunately, with the wonderful thing about digital art, it's not restricted to a particular country, but it can be basically taken all over the world.
Right.
Which is wonderful. You know, and it's there that energy can be shared. And so I'm looking forward, you know, very much so to a lot of the projects. Some people have suggested sort of creating these huge mandalas for buildings to create certain energy in those areas to bring peace into that area. So that's something else in the pipeline. And then the healing rooms that I want to create, as in projecting an image onto each wall, all four walls, including the ceiling and the floor, where the person would then sit within those images and take in the energy to either awaken or heal or just find solutions to something that they need to know. But without the old way of doing things of the psychoanalysis and the sitting on the psychologist's couch or the psychiatrist, but just genuinely just the changes happening for them without them even trying.
Yeah, I think that's the healing of the future. I think this is what
vibrational
healing of the future. And we're just out of time today, Mark, and I want everybody, you know, send us an email here at radioshow@walkingterracrista.com, and we'll be able to get you in touch with Mark. And it's just absolutely wonderful to have him on the show today, and we're really thrilled to be here, and everybody have an awesome
weekend. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Mike. It's been an absolute pleasure, absolutely fantastic chatting with you. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Have a 5D weekend.
And you too.
And a 7th.
And a 7th.
Thank you again for listening. Please join Christine Mellaresi and Mike Hayden again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel as we continue Walking Terra Christa Radio. Have a 5D weekend.